It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here to the courtside, 92.1 KMZ. You're locked into. I'm Kareem Prophet, Kirk Kilman back in studio. If you didn't hear, the Centralia Panthers will move on to Saturday for the TVL Championship. Last year they won. They might just try to do it again this year, but there's two teams that could try to stand in their way. It's the Lady Wildcats and the Lady Mustangs. This Hanover Wildcats team ranks number one in Class 1A Division 2. The Hyatt Mustangs, they were in the top 10 rankings a couple of weeks ago, but they did drop out because of some losses that they had. But really, you talk about it, this Mustangs team, they have been toe-to-toe with Nemaha Central 39-37. They went toe-to-toe with Centralia, and we just saw how bad Centralia beat the Dunford West Mustangs. And Centralia, they played Valley Heights even closer, as Valley Heights just only lost 56-45, and then they lost against Dunford West as well. This Valley Heights team did 51-38 before they have now been on their big-time winning streak here. And, of course, with these two teams, there's all a little bit of history. Versus Hanover, again, last year, Hanover, they won both the games, 51-48 and 59-37. Right now, the Valley Heights Mustangs, they have lost six straight to Hanover, and they will try to look to bounce back and win one here tonight under the ninth season of head coach Jordan Broxman, who last year finished 19-7-9-2 in the league and tied for second there in the lead. And just right now in this season, 7-3, as the Hanover Wildcats girls have been able to win an incredible 23 games straight. And they are 9-0 in the season and 4-0 in TVL play. Head coached by Chris Beichman, who again last season went 22-4, 9-2 in league. In their last loss last season was, the last loss in general was against Centralia, which they lost 42-38 in 2024. This is a chance here for the Mustangs to possibly pull up a big time upset. We'll talk more about the starting lineups in just 3 minutes. Stay locked in, 92.1 KMZA. It's the Hanover Wildcats, number ranked one team in Class 1 in Division 2 against the Valley Heights Mustangs.
Your financial future.
I'll be back.
Or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow, plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit BlueValley.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The sports broadcast coverage of the TBL tournament is brought to you by Winkland Oil Company in Frankfort, family-owned and operated since 1926. Elmer's Repair in Centralia, member of their upcoming filter sale, January 27th to February 5th. First National Bank in Frankfort, providing banking services for over 104 years. SBS Insurance in Seneca, service beyond the sale. Bruna Implements, your local Case IH dealer, and BND Buildings. And Axel, from concept to completion, we've got you covered. And we've got you covered for one more game tonight. It's the Hanover Wildcats against the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Here for the starters for Hanover, the 5'6" sophomore, Gracie Bruna, number 3, Laya Juneman, the 5'7" junior, number 5, Anna Juneman, the first-team All-State player, the 5' senior, number 10, Drew Bruna, the 6' sophomore, number 20, and Drini Schlebach, the 6' junior, number 22. Looking over here for the Mustangs, number 31, Mia Vermitten, the 5'9" junior, number 20, and Turber, the 5'8" senior. The 6'2" senior, Tessa Miller, number 11, Josie Parker, number 2, the 5'10" junior, and then Lindsey Gray, the 5'5" sophomore, getting another start in replacement here of Ava Smith. Lindsey Gray, she had that replacement at the starting role on Tuesday over Ava Smith, and Smith, she came in later in that second quarter, or that first quarter. She did not start the game. Lindsey Gray, despite just being the sophomore who had to come in for the incredible Ava Smith, well, guess what? She was the one who got the first points of the game with a 3-point shot, so we'll see what she can do here. On the right side, it's Drew Bruna. And for the Valley Heights Mustangs, on their jumper side, it's Josie Parker. And it's one. Picked up by Lindsey Gray. Who else? Gray with it. Gray to her left to Miller. Miller back to Gray. Gray, she finished with 6 points and 5 rebounds against the Clifton Clyde Eagles on Tuesday to move on to this semifinal. Vermitten, 3-point shot, off the board, rebounded by Tessa Miller for a second-chance opportunity. Kicked up to the top. Turber on the inside to Gray. Now back up to Miller. Miller, Vermitten, turning around and shooting. It rattles in like a bullet in a tin can, and it goes right on through. Mia Vermitten with 2 points. She is now 1-for-2 from the field. Now it's the Wildcats. Leia Juneman with it. Passing the inside to Schlebach. Schlebach resetting back up to Juneman. Out to her left to Anna Juneman, the first team All-State player. Now a 3-point shot overshot by Bruna. In the rebound, will get picked up by Vermitten. Down the court now. Quick transition and point. It will be Lindsey Gray who gets the board and Mia Vermitten credited with the assist. Anna Juneman up to Drew Bruna. The far side corner, and Leia Juneman, she drives the baseline, maybe looking to cut out, or for a reverse underneath, and she gets it. Leia Juneman gets the first points here for the Lady Wildcats as they trail by 2-4-2. They are the number one ranked team in Class 1A Division 2. They have won 6 straight games against the Valley Heights Mustangs, and the Mustangs sink another 3 deep with Josie Parker. Excuse me, that was their first 3. The first 3 attempted was Mia Vermitten, but she just barely missed. So now we have our first 3 of the game from Parker. And now it's Juneman trying to respond underneath. Leia was not able to go in, though. It was a rebound now by Gracie Bruna. Reset to Anna Juneman. Anna Juneman, who last time I covered her through her first 4 games, she was averaging 16.5 points per game. I'm sure not much has changed with her. And it's going to be a steal going down the court. Vermitten with getting the first turnover on the game from Hanover. The Mustangs with it, up by five. Upside to the near side, Vermitten. Quickly passed back up to the top, and Tessa Miller rattles in the three. And now Hanover will have to call a timeout as the Mustangs on back-to-back possessions that hit threes and are up 10-2 with 5:23 to go in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMCA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Drew Bruna and Anna Juneman breaking the full court press by the Mustangs. Here now to the top to Leia Juneman setting a screen on the inside. Up top now, Gracie Bruna. And a ball stolen by Ann Turber. Two steals here for the Mustangs. Two turnovers for the Wildcats. Far side corner with it. Vermitten up top to Lindsey Gray. Still haven't seen Ava Smith come in yet, one of the best players here on this Mustangs team who leads them in scoring, but she has not had that much playing time in this TVL tournament. That is due to her, I believe it is left hand, well, it is her left hand, it's her non-shooting hand, it's her pinky that was wrapped on Tuesday. Chrissy Parker misses the shot, and Juneman picks up her first rebound of the game. Pass off to Drew Bruna. Turned over! Another steal! This one by Tessa Miller. A steal from Miller, Turber, and Vermitten already in this first quarter here by the Mustangs. They're up by 8-10-2. 4:19 to go in this quarter. Turber out to her left. To Lindsey Gray. Now back up to Vermitten as she cuts back up to the top of the perimeter. Now the near side corner. Parker. Parking up to the left to the Turber. And it's going to be a travel for the first turnover of the game by the Mustangs by Tessa Miller. Just a foot away from the key, and she takes the extra step. 4:04 remain in this first quarter. Mustangs have hit 2 out of 3 three-point shots. Inside the field shooting, they're also about 2 of 3. Anna Juneman passing to her left side here to Gracie Bruna. Bruna, who's got a board on this game. Now back up to Laia Juneman. Schlebach looking to her right and just overpasses her target in Drew Bruna and just taken away by Tessa Miller for her second steal of the game. But the Mustangs will get the ball right back with Turber on a travel on the far side wing. Back-to-back turnovers. Back-to-back turnovers, but also back-to-back travels here by the Mustangs. As they still lead by 8, and Anna Juneman quickly going down the court. She's only got a board on the stat sheet so far. 3-point shot by Laia Juneman. She couldn't go in with it. The rebound is underneath by Schlebach, and Schlebach gets fouled and will go up to the free throw line. Trini Schlebach, the 6-foot junior, who right now, at one point on the season, was shooting 60% from the free throw line. Her first shot goes up and in. See what she can do about shot number 2 to drill us in a 6-point game, and she does. Trini Schlebach goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. The Wildcats as a team are now 2 of 2. Down by 6, Hanover. Mustangs with the ball, 10-4. 3:06 to go in this quarter. Another 3! Stuck away by Ann Turber! So not only does 3 different players have steals for the Mustangs, but 3 different ones have threes. Turber, Miller, and Parker. And now a bucket quickly by Gracie Connor for 2 to draw it to 7, 13-6, 2:45 to go in this quarter. Baseline, Parker! Credit there to Vermitten. And now Sparker with 5 points on the game, and Ava Smith returns. Having that full left hand being wrapped. Again, I'm not 100% sure what the injury is. She's now got multiple fingers wrapped, it looks like. Underneath the basket, Anna Judiman went in. She tries to go in again. And it looks like there's going to be a foul on the court. Ava Smith on her non-shooting hand. Looks like she has the pinky, the ring, and the middle all wrapped, at least from the distance I am looking at. She had to step out on Tuesday because I believe she had a brace possibly that helped her fingers, which I think was deemed dangerous by the officials, and they had to take her out. And she did wind up coming in later in. This one, she also has a late start to come in, but she's returned. Turber, another steal for her. She's got two in this game. 5 turnovers for the Wildcats. Mustangs lose the ball down the court, but they will quickly regain it as it was last touched by the Hanover Wildcats. And it's also the first foul against Hanover. They're going to get against Allie Shields, who's now in the game for Hanover. Parker inside to Smith. And she is taken away by Drew Bruna. Drew Bruna with her first turnover or steal of the game. Shield with it. Right hand dribbling. Crossing right after the screen. Smith is one-on-one pressing her. Putting the on the ball pressure. She has to force right to Bruna. Bruna up top to Hyman, who's now in the game for the first time tonight for Hanover. Back to Shield. Baseline pass and a foul called against Josie Parker, the 5'10 junior. Parker, she had 11 points in that game against the Clifton Clyde Eagles on Tuesday. She had 6 points in the first half, 5 in the second, 2 total rebounds. She's an incredible athlete with great length on her. 1:23 to go in this first quarter, 7-point lead for the Mustangs, 15-8. Throw in here by Hanover, over the top to Bruna. Bruna to her left to Anna Judiman. Judiman taking the three and clears it wide on through. Now a 4-point game, just 15-11. 1:10 to go in this quarter. Paige Miller now in the game for the Mustangs. Ava Smith, 5 foot in front of the basket, couldn't get it to go in, and Anna Judiman goes back with another rebound. Taking a jump shot from the free throw line, Drew Bruna, she misses. And a rebound will be taken away for Laya Juniman. Anna Juniman with the ball down the corner, dribbling around and having to get it out to an outlet at the top. To Bruna. To Shield. Shield the corner. Nearly stolen. The ball's just on the ground. No one was going for it. The Mustangs jammed it in the corner and the ball was just snail trailing out of bounds. No one was going to grab it. And so it stays here with Hanover. Anna Juniman gets on the sideline by the letters. From the wing, Shield, back to Juniman. Juniman just swirls it out of the bowl. And the rebound picked up by Lindsey Gray down the court here. 17 seconds left in this first quarter, and Lindsey Gray nearly hitting the 3-point shot. Rebounded, picked up on the near side by Nora Hyman. On the ground, stuck with it. Laya Judiman, she fell on the ground, steal by Vermitten as the quarter ends. So that will still go on the stat sheet as Vermitten's second steal of the game and the Wildcats 6th turnover. That's the end of the first quarter, 15-11. The Mustangs lead. We're back in 60.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
15-11, the Mustangs have the lead after the first quarter. Again, this Valley Heights team has lost six straight here against Hanover. I mean, not one since back in 2021. Off the board, Turber misses the shot. Rebound by Hyman to start the second quarter. She's got two on the game. Valley Heights Mustangs, they hit 3 3-point shots in that first quarter. That's 9 of the total 15 points. With it, Bruna behind her to Shields. Shields, she's trapped. She has no more time to hold on to the ball, but she just gets rid of it over the top, and Drew Bruna's there as the outlet. That ball was just kind of thrown up in the air, and it was a hope that there was a teammate in the area. And now a near steal, but the shot clock will hit 0. And believe it or not, that's our first shot clock violation here on 92.1 KMZA in the tournament coverage. We actually have yet to see one yet, and that will be the first against Hanover. Hanover has actually played, they have not played at Frankfurt this year, so they have not played with a shot clock, as the only team who's used a shot clock this year is Frankfurt at home. That's why everyone here at the TVL tournament had to use one. So not something a lot of teams are quite used to. Parker misses the three-point shot. Hyman makes another crucial rebound. Drew Bruna makes it. Bruna with the ball. Substitutions getting prepared on deck for the Wildcats, as Drew Bruna holds on to the ball at the top before she spins it right to Shield. Shield, speaking about spinning, she's putting on a cycle as she goes right to the net! And Shield goes in for two, 15-13. Now there's a 2-point lead for the Mustangs. Wildcats here with the first 2 points this quarter, just a minute and 38 seconds into it. And it looks like they're going to get an offensive foul here against the Mustangs. That will be their fourth turnover of the game. That'll give Hanover the ball back with a chance to tie or take the lead. Hannah Zerbenicki coming in here for the Hanover Wildcats on the throw-in on the near side. As well as Gracie Bruna, the sophomore, steps back in for the Wildcats. She started tonight and she will continue to play. Zerbenicki with the ball. Passing to her left, sets the screen for the pick and roll. Down low she goes. Gracie Bruna losing the ball. It gets stolen by Vermitten. She gets it to Ava Smith. She couldn't go in. Rebound by Vermitten. And the offensive board turns into 2 points. Mae Vermitten, 4 points, 2 rebounds on the game, 3 steals. Ava Smith fouls Gracie Bruna underneath the basket, just off the left side. And that will send Bruna up to the line to shoot 2. Five 51 on the clock here. Bruna, last time through her first 4 games of the season, she was an under 50% shooter. Here she starts 0-for-1 at the line. The Wildcats now 2 of 3 as a team, now 3 of 4 as Gracie Bruna goes 1-for-2 at the free throw marker. The game is now deficited by 3 here. Mustangs with that lead, 17-14 with 5:46 to go in the second quarter. Miller, the drive, the kick to Parker. Smith, pump faking, driving inside, taking a right step, and finishing through the hoop. Shield, a near steal. Parker almost getting it, but then it goes back into the hands of Schlabach. Anna Juneman back to Shield, left side. A screen, taking off the left for a lane drive, and Shield opens the hole for herself to go in for an easy layup to draw it within 3. Underneath the basket, fighting for it on the floor. They're going to foul against the Wildcats. That will be the first foul of the quarter against Hanover. That'll be the first foul against Trinity Schlabach. 2 fouls against Mustangs in this quarter. 5:05 to go. 19-16 they lead. Vermitten over the top. The ball deflected. Anna Juneman nearly getting the steal. She had the punch out though, and now Valley Heights will have to throw in from all the way down the court. They won't have any pressure, though, as they'll get picked up and man-to-man at half court. For Mitten, kicking out to Schmidt, she drives, and 5 feet in front of the basket, she gets an and one. Ava Smith, who did not start, came in late in that first quarter, and she's already made her appearance in the second with 4 points, and she is now up on the line to shoot an and one. Up in the air, and the box out by Vermitten gives another second chance opportunity. Vermitten on the baseline, throws it up, in and out. Vermitten, another offensive board, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds. But me and Vermitten has had 3 straight offensive rebounds. Absolutely incredible. Vermitten throws in here on the near corner to Gray. Gray driving left, turning around to Miller. Miller inside to Parker, to Smith. Smith back out to Miller, taking a 3 off the rim. Vermitten, another offensive rebound. Vermitten just made 3 back-to-back-to-back offensive boards, and finally she gets a reward. Down the court, a steal by Gray. Taking this one fast, Wildcats with 8 turnovers on the game. And it will turn, she'll be turned right back over as Mustangs now with 5. 7-point lead here for the Mustangs, 23-16. This was drawn to just a 2-point game, 15-13 earlier on this quarter, but since then, Valley Heights has went on a roll. Now a 3-point shot to respond. Anna Judeman with ease. She's now had back-to-back 3s in both quarters. It's a 4-point game now. 3:50 to go in this first half. Smith underneath. The layup is good. Smith for 2. Gray with the assist. Juneman passing right to Shield. She'll have the last layup for Hanover. She passes inside. Trying to go up with it is Schlebach. It gets rebounded by Juneman. And now there's going to be a foul on the floor called against Hanover Valley Heights. Now both teams, now Valley Heights with 3 fouls. The first against Mia Vermitten, who's absolutely dominating this game with 2 assists, 3 steals, 6 points, and 5 rebounds. Inside bounce pass stolen away by Vermitten. She's now got 4 steals on this game. Ava Smith down low. She connects with Paige Miller. So Smith the assist, Miller the 2. Ball nearly getting lost for Hanover, and they're going to call a foul, I think, against Ava Smith. We'll see if that's the confirmation here, and it is. That is Ava Smith's 2nd foul of the game and the 4th foul of the quarter against the Mustangs. They lead by 8, 27-19. That first quarter, the Mustangs drained away 3 threes to get themselves going in the scoring column, but this quarter has just been about the inside drive. And that's how you know Jordan Broxerman, Coach Jordan Broxerman, his 9th year, has coached this team up real well. Not to rely on that 3, just to get that engine started and try to keep it going with those inside drives. Trying to go down low. Schlebach couldn't get to go in. Smith with the rebound, and we got a tussle here on the near side. And it looks like Judeman will get credited with the steal. Leia Judeman for the 6th turnover against Valley Heights. 2:36 to go in this half. Paige Miller rips it away, and the rip and tear is good for Paige Miller as she takes it down the court. And she'll be fouled, and she'll go up and shoot 2. The Mustangs have caused 9 steals in this first half. 9 total turnovers from Hanover. Up shooting at the line is Paige Miller, who's now got 3 points on this game to extend it to a 9-point game. Try to click for that largest lead of 10. And Paige Miller does. She goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Valley Heights Mustangs now shooting as a team 2-of-3. They now have their largest lead of the night, up by 10, 29-19 with 2:20 to go in this first half. A foul here on the far side called against the Valley Heights Mustangs. That should put a double bonus on the line. And it will. Up to shoot the two will be Gracie Bruna, who's already got 3 points on this game. She's 1 for 2 at the free throw line. She's also got a board. Through her first 4 games, she was averaging 4.3 points per game and 2.3 rebounds a game. First shot goes in for Gracie Bruna, trying to seek the second one, and that one follows right on through as well. The Hanover Wildcats are shooting 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Now a full court press is being applied by Hanover. Down the court, they break it quickly, is the Mustangs to Vermitten, to Turber. Turber to Miller. Miller to Smith. Smith, thinking of the three, pulls it back, drives the baseline, then she is fouled. If they get that one against Hyman or Bruna, and they will call it against Bruna. That will be her second foul of the game. Over the top to Smith, just trying to put some finesse behind the shot, but the rebound will be by Gracie Bruna for the miss. And they'll now get a foul called here on the near side on the pressure down the court by the Mustangs. Third foul of the game against Ava Smith. And in just her limited time in this game, she's already picked up 3 fouls. It's an 8-point lead here for the Mustangs. And it'll stay that way here with the first free throw shot from Gracie Bruna getting missed. She has made 3 straight, but that comes to an end. She is now 3 of 5 on the game. And now she is 3 of 6, shooting just 50%. Rebound was by Miller. 3-point shot! All the way north! Holy cow! Lindsey Gray draining it from miles away! She was just a foot away from the sideline! And then a 3-point shot by Drew Bruna! And now all of a sudden we're in a 3-point contest! Both teams trying to impress! And I can't say I am! Turber, she thinks of the three, but then she has to kick out. Lindsey Gray, she almost shot another one. Turber releases from the distance, but is missed. Drew Bruna picks up the rebound. She just had the 3 by the Wildcat. 8-point game here. Mustangs with the lead of 106 to go in the second quarter. Anna Judiman takes a 3. It looked like it had the height, just not the distance. But the rebound was by Hyman offensively. And she'll be fouled, and she'll go up and shoot 2 from the free throw line. And here, actually, most of Centralia's team is staying here to watch this matchup just to get a little bit of a scout. And that's real smart there on the Centralia team. Again, they're just, their game wrapped up. Instead of going home, they're actually sitting here watching, trying to get some game notes and mentally prepared against what could be one of these two teams to play them on Saturday. And Hyman, after making the offensive rebound, goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. It's now just a 6-point game with 40 or 54 seconds left to go, and Hyman gets a steal, and she goes down the court, and she goes in for 2. So Hyman has gotten back-to-back points here for the Wildcats. That's her first points all night, and they come up big with just 40 left to go here in this second half, or second quarter. 3-point shot, way short, rebound underneath by Bigham, and then the rebound by Bruna. She heads down the court, and she'll get the assist as Anna Judiman goes in for 2. And in just the last minute alone, the Wildcats have swung a 10-point deficit into a 2-point game, 32-30. All types of wildness. This Hanover team in the last 2 minutes has been down by 10 and has a chance to tie it at 32-all. Anna Juniman at the free throw line. The first shot goes up and the first shot goes in. It was just 29-19 moments ago, but in the blink of an eye, this might just be a tied game. As Juniman looks for her 12th point of the game, and she gets it. She goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line to tie it at 32-all with 21 seconds left to go in the first half. Miller to Gray. The ball is knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say that's going to be a turnover against the Mustangs. They have had back-to-back-to-back turnovers, and they've allowed the Wildcats to overcome an early comeback to get themselves right back in this game well-footed. Left the door open too early, and now it's back to being competitive. It was still pretty competitive, but at least he had a lead to work with. Turnover here by the Wildcats off the throw-in. They've had 6 turnovers in the first quarter and 5 here in the second, 11 on the game. Vermitten hooking it to Miller. Lindsey Gray to Miller, and a foul. And that will put Paige Miller up to the free throw line to shoot 2. Her last time up, she went 2-for-2. She'll have to look to do the same here to get her team the lead to go in a half. With 13.6 seconds left to go in this quarter. Be sure to stay tuned for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College Coastal from the online at highlandcoastal.edu. They're also one of our TVL tournament sponsors alongside the NSA Bank and the Bank of Highland, and Onega Pharmacy right off Leonard Street. Stop in for the best cherry limeade around and Helena Agri Enterprises, people, products, and knowledge. And the sophomore goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line again. Mustangs now shoot 4-of-5 as a team. Now down by 2 with 8 seconds left to go. Anna Juneman on the baseline, flipping it up top. 3-point shot to try to end the half is missed by Drew Bruna. The rebound is underneath by Tessa Bigham by the Mustangs. And just like that, a 10-point lead is cut to just 2 for Valley High. 34-32. We'll be back in a couple minutes here for a halftime show on 92.1 KMZA. The Mustangs lead by 2.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 92.1 KMZA. I'm Brendan Proffitt. Back in studio, Kirk Kelman helping us get this one afloat. And this is halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And speaking about close, we got a close game here, just 34-32. Valley Heights Mustangs with this lead. We talk about that first half right here on the halftime show. Mia Vermitten there with 6 points for the Mustangs. She had a big first half there for him. She had 6 points. She had 5 rebounds, 4 steals, and 2 assists. Just absolutely everyone on the board Ava Smith. She collected three fouls against herself in that first half in the small playing time that she had, but she had 6 points, a rebound, and an assist. Josie Parker, 5 points. Miller, she had a 3-point shot in that first quarter that went in. Anna Turber had the same. Tessa Miller did also have a rebound. Paige Miller, she finished with 6 points, all coming from that second quarter. She went 4-for-4 from the line as well. Lindsey Gray finished with 5 points in the first half and a rebound. She had a 3-point shot in that second quarter. And then Tessa Bigham, she had 2 rebounds to add on to the stat sheet. For the Hanover Wildcats, Anna Juniman with 12 points, 3 rebounds. Laya Juniman with a rebound and just 2 points. Gracie Bruna with 5 points and 3 boards. Drew Bruna, 3 points off a 3-point shot and 2 boards. Trinity Schlebach, 2-for-2 at the free throw line and a board. Allie Shield with 4 points, no boards. And Nora Hyman with 4 points, all from the second quarter, and 5 total boards. Now looking at some team stats, Hanover, 10 turnovers, Valley Heights with just 8. Hanover hit 2 threes in that first half. Valley Heights hit 4. Rebounding right now, Hanover out-rebounding the Mustangs 15-11. They're also out-shooting them at the free throw line 9-of-12, to Valley Heights is just 4-of-5. But the Wildcats have struggled with steals as the Mustangs have had 9 steals, while the Wildcats have only had 3. So going into the second half, it's going to be interesting to see how both Chris Beichman of the Hanover Wildcats adjust to accordingly, and as well as Jordan Broshman of the Valley Heights Mustangs. Again, it was just 15-11 coming out of that first quarter, but then the Hanover Wildcats won the second quarter, outscoring Valley Heights 21-19. Most of those points being in that last bit of the game, or bit of the half, as it was once at one point 29-19, but once it was 29-19, the Hanover Wildcats scored the next 13 of 18 total points. So that's just absolutely incredible that Hanover was able to kind of go on that sort of a run of a stretch. They have 7 players who have gotten on the board scoring, and so has the Mustangs. This game is very balanced on nearly all ends, and that's why it is the score that it is. But keep in mind, the Valley Heights Mustangs, having not won since 2021, February the 2nd, when they won 47-43 against the Hanover Wildcats, it's been 4 long years. 6 games lost straight, and they have a chance to end it and a chance to play Centralia on Saturday. But can they hold this lead? It's only just by 2. They're going to have to adjust here in the second half to keep the Wildcats out of this game. But they've held the lead so far for the last 2 quarters. We'll see if they can continue to do so. There has been no lead changes yet in this game as Valley Heights has held it all the way up to this point. Again, 34-32, 4:20 left to go until we start the second half. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, and then we'll be on the way with our next 2 quarters on the night. 16 minutes altogether here on 92.1 KMZA, the Wildcats 32, the Mustangs leading with 34.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendine Estate Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendine Estate Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back from our Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College Coast Home, from the online at highlandcc.edu. This broadcast for the TVL tournament coverage is also brought to you by Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve. Farmers State Bank in Onega, modern banking, timeless values in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts store in Frankfurt, and Blue Vie Technologies in home, keeping you connected, and we're going to keep you connected here as we start the second half here. Two more quarters to go, 16 minutes all together. Let's get it started here at 92.1 KMZA again. Valley Heights Mustangs with the lead 34-32. We have yet to actually see a lead change yet in this game as it started all in favor for the Mustangs. Their first lead, the big one being 8-2, then the next big one, that 29-19 lead that they had, and then getting outscored 13-5 out of the last 18 points of the half. A lot of those just some big shots they're taken from Hanover. And then, of course, their back-to-back turnovers they were able to force against Valley Heights. We'll see how the Mustangs adjust. We'll see if they can also snap this six-game losing streak against the Lady Wildcats. And also, on top of that, break a 23-game winning streak for Hanover. As again, they won their state title last season. And here, the start for Wildcats will be a turnover. With the offensive foul, with the third foul of the game against Leia Juneman. So she's in some early foul trouble here. Vermitten to Lindsey Gray. To Turber. Turber, who finished with 3 points on that half. She finished with 6 points on the game on Tuesday. Lindsey Gray misses a free throw shot, a 3-point shot, and Juneman makes the board. Bruna down low, up high, now to Juneman on the far side wing. She drives the baseline. And they're going to get a foul against Ann Turber as she rips away over the top. That will put Anna Juneman up to the free throw line to shoot two. Anna Juneman, who had 12 points in that first half, she's got 4 points, 4 rebounds on this game. She is 2 for 2 at the free throw line. And she goes in. Wildcats shoot. Now 9 made free throw shots on this game. Excuse me. Yes, 9 made and just 9 as Juneman goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line. A near steal for Gracie Bruno on the near sideline, but it will go out of bounds. So Valley Heights Mustangs will take back over with Vermitten. So just a 1-point lead clinging on is the Mustangs. How long can they hold? Juneman nearly jumps the ball. Turber thinks of the 3-point shot, but thinks she can maybe set something up inside. It will be a long-range one for Vermitten, and could not get the corner shot. Juneman down the court after the rebound. She'll be fouled, and now Juneman can go up the line to shoot two. When Juneman had her first time up and went 2 for 2, those points actually tied the game at 32-32. She has a chance to tie the game, and not only that, but take the lead. Up and in. And now we are tied at 34 all. Can we get our first lead change of the game from the first team all-state player from last season, Anna Juneman? The shot is up and it's good, and we have our first lead change of this game. Hanover gets it at 7 minutes and 1 second in this third quarter. It's now 35-34. The Mustangs trail for the first time tonight. Juneman, who went 2 for 2 up the line. And Juneman has a steal. She gets the ball right back for her team. Ninth throw of the game by the Mustangs. Shield takes the three off the rim. Boxing out and getting the board is Parker. Vermitten. Turber. A three, and it's off the rim. Gray, quick rebound. And that one's off the rim as well. But it's going to be another rebound by Tessa Miller, and then she will miss. Slaybach. Down the court. Baseline. Going backwards is Juneman. She falls down but gets the ball to her teammate off the near side. Shia will take another three on this one. She tries and she makes. Shia in back-to-back quarters here. She's at point. And she's got now 7 on the game and now a double dribble against Valley Heights. Excuse me, a palming call. And now it'll be down by their largest deficit, 38-34. With a turnover. And now I have 11 on the game. 4 in this quarter. In just the first 2 minutes. They have had most of their turnovers in the last 5 minutes of this game. And now a steal by Josie Parker for the Wildcat. 12th turnover of the game. From the top to Miller. Back to Paige Miller. She holds it. Waist high, fires it left. Turber is going to now reset and tempo the offense. She goes left to Gray. Cutting up to the top. Now Turber on the corner. She thinks the three, and then she goes left to Gray. Back to Turber. To Parker. Up top it skips to Gray. 1 second on the shot clock, and Gray nearly sinks it deep, but Vermitten comes up with another offensive board. She has had 5 straight offensive rebounds now. Ball's nearly deflected and taken away, and that's going to be a double dribble called against Lindsey Gray. It is incredible that Mia Vermitten has had 5 straight offensive rebounds for the Mustangs. Unfortunately, only one of those has resulted in points. Unfortunate for the Mustangs, at least. If you're Hanover, you're grateful that those second chance opportunities aren't turning into points. Then Juneman takes the 3-point shot, and it will be rebounded by Ava Smith for her second rebound of the game. Smith loses the ball. And they're going to say it was last touched by Anna Juneman. So one of the best players in the class of 2A State against one of the best players in class 1A Division 2. Ava Smith and Juneman squared up right against each other. 3-point shot by Parker off. Smith makes the board, but couldn't go in for the second chance opportunity. And now a jump ball, and it will stay with the Mustangs. And that's the biggest thing in this game. The Wildcats have allowed so many second chance opportunities. But the Mustangs just haven't capitalized on them. On most of them, I should say, at least. Upside to Turber, and looks like there is going to be a foul possibly called here against the Valley Heights Mustangs to turn the ball over offensively. And it will be. It will be the third foul of the game against Josie Parker. So Parker has 3 and Ava Smith has 3 in the third quarter with 4:33 to go. And the Valley Heights Mustangs have only scored 2 points in the second half. Nearing for a steal. The ball gets kicked. I think they're going to say the last one they kick it, though, was Hanover. So we'll have the turnover. And a Juneman playing a little bit of soccer on the court. But it's the Mustangs that are trying to look for the goal. as they trail by four. To the left, taking it, Gracie Bruna with the steal. And underneath, Anna Juniman goes in for two. Up the line is Anna Juniman, the 5'7" senior. Great pass to down low there. Anna Juniman now with 17 points on this game. Through her first four games of the season, she was averaging 17 points a game nearly. Up, and for the and one, she misses. 6-point lead here for the Wildcats. It's their largest. Lindsey Gray. Dribbling to her right. Looking right. Goes left. Ava Smith on the baseline. Couldn't find the basket. A second chance opportunity here as Bigham gets the rebound. And then a foul against Ava Smith, and she'll have to go up and shoot two. Smith, who hangs around that 50% tile on the free throw shooting percentage, has a chance to draw this to four. The first shot is up, and the first shot is out again. Smith, she was just high-fived her teammate with her left hand. I'm not sure if that hurt her at all, but again, she has the entire left hand nearly wrapped, covering about 80% of it. And Smith goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line, as Mustangs on this game are currently shooting 5-of-7. Far side wing, driving inside, spinning around, and trapped up on the top, and they're going to get a travel call against Drew Bruna. Good pressure applied by the Mustang to draw it away. Now they only trail by five with the possession. Full court pressure here by Hanover. Remitting to Gray. Gray down the court to Bigham, and they're going to say the last one to touch was Hanover. Well, actually, they're going to call a foul. They're going to get that one against Drew Bruna. That is her third foul of the game. So a lot of players here in this game with three fouls. More so for the Mustangs, though, to stay concerned about. Paige Miller with it. Gray driving left, now dribbling back and crossing to her left with the pass. Paige Miller pump fakes the three. The Vermitten. Vermitten! Nothing but net to make it a two-point swing! Well, a two-point swing away from tying, I should say. And Ava Smith comes up with the defensive rebound, and now the Mustangs are only trailing by two. Driving inside, Gray on the ground, rebounded by Bigham. They're going to call that one on the floor. And we've seen the Mustangs have a 10-point lead and give it up, and now we've seen now the Wildcats with a 6-point lead, and now they are close to giving it up. They're only up by 240-38. We're back in 30 seconds. You're 92.1 KMZA. With your 8 to go in the third quarter, Mustangs trailing by two.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, part 92.1 KMZA. Update here, Holton girls, they just beat Tonganoxie 46-40. That game was over on the Holton channel. They will now play Adora on Friday in the semifinals. But it's 40-38, a chance to tie or take the lead for the Mustangs, and they will turn it over. Steal by Nora Hyman. She's got two steals on this game. But she was also fouled after the steal, and the foul was against Ava Smith. That is her fourth foul of the game. Now Nora Hyman is up on the free throw line. She has got 4 points on this game. She went 2-for-2 in the second quarter. First shot is up, and first shot is in. 3-point lead now for Hanover. And Ava Smith will take off to the bench. Might not see her till possibly the fourth now. And Tessa Miller will be her substitute. the senior, who's got 3 points on this game, and she had just 6 points on Tuesday. And Hyman is still good from the free throw line, and she shoots now 4 of 4 on this game. And over Wildcats have made their last 6 straight free throw shots. They came out of the game making their first 2. Remitting to Miller, who just came in for Smith. Miller with it, holding it to her chest. Now fired to her left to Vermitten. A one-hand stack, no! Ripped away! Anna Juneman with the steal. And the point. She's now at 19 on the game, and Hanover stealing it right back. Juneman, back-to-back steals by her. But this time it's stolen right back from Lindsey Gray. Vermitten turning, shooting off the rim, banging the board, and... Well, looks like we're going to see a timeout by Chris Beichman, as his team still held the possession there with Nora Hyman. And now the Wildcats are back up by 6, 44-38 with 2:12 to go in the third. We're back in 60 on 92.1 KMZA.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care, inspired by you.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With it here is the Wildcats. Drew Bruna inbound to Juneman. Juneman has controlled this game with 19 total points. She had 12 points in that first half. She's got 7 points alone in this third quarter. And now they're going to get a palming call against Anna Juneman. So she's had the back-to-back turnovers against the Mustangs. And now they're going to get a turnover against her now. The Wildcats now sitting with 16 turnovers on this game. They still lead by 6, 44-38. 1:55 to go in this quarter. 3-point shot up and... Oh, it hit off the rim, and it thought about going in. Rebound underneath, though, by the Mustangs. Now a jump ball. Possession will change the Wildcats. It really won't be a turnover, because no one really officially got that board. Drew Bruna. Underneath the defensive basket, throws in Anna Juneman, who snags it up top. Down the court she goes. She's challenging a one-on-one against Mia Vermitten. She couldn't get it to go in, but a rebound by Zarabinicki goes in for 2. So a second chance opportunity there. Didn't get the box out, and that costed 2 points. It's now an 8-point deficit to overcome for the Mustangs. They drive to the baseline. Kicking out to the corner. Up top, Tessa Miller. Nearly stolen again by Anna Juneman. Now Vermitten takes a quick 2, and she misses. And now the Wildcats are pressuring the Mustangs to a very fast up-paced tempo that they could just not handle. Risky pass. They're in traffic. Won't punish the Wildcats, and they'll get a turnover right back from Valley Heights. Anna Juneman with now 21 points on the game, steal by Cohurst, as she gets credited with also the assist. Paige Miller to Vermitten, out to Tessa Miller, and the Mustangs just look totally jumbled. And foul against Paige Miller. And I think if anyone were to tell you best, if you're in a spot like this in a game where your team just looks confused on the floor, just drive. Just take drives to the rim and get to the free throw line. Reset the game. Slow down the tempo. Paige Miller has been the shining beacon here for the Mustangs, and she is 5 for 5 at the line. And she tries to draw this to an 8-point game. Chris Beichman is talking to her best player on the court there, Anna Juneman. And look at that. The sophomore is 6 of 6. Incredible. Mustangs only missing 2 free throw shots. They have made a total of six as a team. Gray, one-on-one-ing, nearly turning the ball over. A steal by Lindsey Gray. A chance to get some points here before the end of this quarter. Gray just snaps the three. It goes off the rim, crashing the boards down low. Oh, they're going to get a travel right afterwards on Tessa Miller. So she may have got the rebound, but she'll be called on a travel. Mustangs with 17 turnovers on the game. The Wildcats, they also have 17 on this game. Turnovers just being more deadly here against the Wildcats now in the second half. In the corner, three-point shot to end it, and it's made! Maya Judiman hasn't had any points since that first quarter, and here she goes to make a last-second bucket to give the largest lead for the Wildcats of 11. 51-40, we head into the fourth. We'll be back in 60 here at 92.1 KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, in the third quarter, the Wildcats outscored the Mustangs 19-6. In the last two quarters combined, they've outscored them 40-25. It has just been a rough back-to-back quarters here for the Mustangs as they try to erase the history and look to overcome an 11-point deficit to 51-40 as they come out with a possession here in the fourth. Tessa Miller driving inside, bounce passing it out, kicked out to Ava Smith. She comes back in. She had four fouls in that. Well, she had four fouls on the game, and she got taken out the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds of that third quarter. And here she comes in and immediately travels to the 18th turnover for the Mustangs. Anna Juneman driving. And they're going to say the ball gets hit out of bounds by Ann Serber. Serber keeping her arms straight up, making sure she doesn't draw that foul. Not that she's in foul trouble, as Ava Smith is the closest one to falling out of this game here for either team with four. Couple of players do sit at three. Parker being one of them for the Mustangs. Behind the back pass, going to Hyman. Hyman driving the landing strip, and she travels. A little bit of jet lag. And now it will be the Mustangs to travel down the court here. Looks like Hanover is dropping out of that. They're going into more of a pickup here. Not quite at full court or half court, like a quarters court pickup. As they look to man-to-man, Turber, Smith driving inside to Miller. Miller sinks the three, can't go for it, and it's going to be a foul on the ground against Hanover. And that's going to be the big thing here. Can the Mustangs not only stay out of foul trouble in this quarter, but get fouls from Hanover? Second foul of the game by Nora Hyman. Three-point shot up and in by Tessa Miller. She's now got her 6 points on the game. She had 6 points on Tuesday. It's now just a 8-point game. 51-43, 6:44 to go in this quarter. The final one. Bruna inside. Ball deflected, nearly stolen. But Hyman re-gets it off the board, crashing it. Hyman re-gets it back. And then there's going to be a jump ball. Possession will stay with Hanover. Mustangs nearly having a steal. Could have had an offensive or defensive rebound, and both chances to get the ball back just slipped right underneath their nose. Over the top goes to Hyman here. A risky pass, but it stays with the Wildcats. Anna Judiman takes a nice shot, leading that right forearm forward with the finesse, and she'll be fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. I will send back in Drew Bruna, who's got four fouls in this game for Hanover. And Juman goes up with it and goes in. She is now at, on this game, 23 points. And now 24. As she goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Back-to-back time, she's gone 2 for 2. This Wildcats team has made 8 straight free throw shots. That free throw line has been a crutch today. I shouldn't say really a crutch, but it's been definitely been a factor here in the play of the Wildcats. They're going to get Hanover on another foul here in this final quarter. What could be the final quarter, at least, as it's the first foul against Anna Juneman. Smith with it, right hand dribbling, fires left. Tessa Miller, who just hit that 3-point shot, she did, and Smith is fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. Smith went her last time up with, I believe, 0-for-2 at the line. Time before that, 0-for-1-for-2. She's got just 7 points on the game, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Here she floats the first one right on through. It's brought within 9, trying to bring it within 8. And Ava Smith misses the second shot, so it's just a 9-point deficit here. Juneman passing off to her left. Now to the corner. Driving inside, Bruna. Anna Juneman takes a 3 off the rim, snatched in the air by Tessa Miller. To break the press, she gets it to Turber. Turber to the corner, Parker. Parker, Smith. Smith facing, shooting, and nothing but net for her. Now, a total of 10 points on the game. Anna Juneman tries to respond, but on back-to-back layups here, she has missed. And Ava Smith will go in for another bucket for the Mustangs. They're getting on a hot streak now. And now Chris Beichman is going to have to call a timeout. That's his highest scoring player on the court. As, well, back-to-back layup misses to turn in the point. 53-48. Hanover leaves with 5:28 to go in this fourth quarter. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi-hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on 92.1, KMZA, 5:26 to go in this fourth quarter. Back-to-back buckets here by the Mustangs. They've drawn themselves right back into this game. They only trail by 5, 53-48. Stuck on the pivot foot. Bruna, she's got no more time. She ran out of time to get the ball away. She held it for too long. No one was coming up to help her, and now that's a turnover for Hanover. Near side, the Vermitten now. Miller looking to Smith in the corner. She thinks the 3, and then she goes through contact. The ball is on the rim, and it finally falls out. Now down the court, Drew Bruna. Bruna with it. Right to left hand, she switches, crossing down the deep left corner. Juneman going through defenders and rebounded by Turber. Turber down the court. She finds Ava Smith. She turns. She shoots. They're going to get a foul on the ground. Unfortunately, they won't get the and one there as the foul occurred before the shot went up. So it will be a throw in here, but this is going to be very interesting because Hanover has 4 fouls in this quarter and only one foul against the Mustangs. So Hanover getting they're in a real big foul trouble as they could get a double bonus, then that could give the Mustangs a chance to get back into this one from the free throw line. Parker misses a 3-point shot, and it will be rebounded underneath by Schlebach. Down the court, Bruna, down the driving lane, and now a 3-point shot is made by Coher. She's not got on the board all night. The sophomore has the confidence to take the three, and she nails it. It's now an 8-point lead again for the Wildcats, and that three gave a burst of energy back to this team. Vermitten, she'll try a three, but she is way, way off to the right. A dart just straight up missing the dartboard on that one, and that will give the ball right back to Hanover. But the full court press here, trying to pressure and get some steals. Nearly tackling and getting one there, but breaking it is the Wildcats with Juneman. Underneath, Juneman gets the assist as Schlebach goes in for two. It's back to a 10-point game. You saw the Mustangs get hot, and now they have another turnover. Underneath, Juneman off the board. Smith rebounding. She'll take it down the court. She's on a one-on-one, takes a step inside, and goes in for two. Smith with 4 fouls and on the edge of fouling out of this game. She has started to really step up with her biggest quarter so far with 7 points. It's still just an 8-point lead here. Near side, driving in, going over the top, and they're going to get an and one as Drew Bruna finishes in front of the board. Bruna now is 7 points on the game. Drew Bruna, the 6-foot sophomore, looking to snatch the end one. Hanover has made 8 straight free throw shots, and now they've made 9. Mustang down 11 with 3:12 left to go in this fourth quarter. Parker up to Smith. Smith driving inside, and I think they're going to get a foul, and they will. Ava Smith will go up and shoot too. And I mentioned that now it's double bonus for the Mustangs through the next 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Well, I still have 2 fouls to give. So it's going to be interesting on how the foul, or how the free throw line is going to play into effect here. But the Mustangs, they have made a total of 8 free throw shots in this game. And now they miss one. As a team, shooting 8 of 12. Trying to go 9 of 13. And Smith misses both free throw shots. So in the quarter that you're needed the most from the line, just unfortunate 2 misses there. Down low, up top, and rebounded by Bruna. And then she misses, and Lindsey Gray comes up with the final board. Gets this ball back to Mustangs. And a Juneman corrals the corner and knocks the ball out of bounds, and the Mustangs will keep the possession here on the offensive corner. Deep on the far side are the Wildcats lettering. Vermitten swung up to Miller. Miller, who really needs, if anyone tries to get to the free throw line, she needs to be the one, as she is 6 for 6 on this game. She has not missed a single free throw shot here yet. Ava Smith just here trying to get consistent with it. Vermitten, she goes in for two. And now a full timeout taken by Coach Jordan Broxman as it's back within a 9-point game, 2:23 to go. We're back in 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA. Hanover lead 61-52.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money. and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anna Judeman down the court now, almost overslings Drew Bruna, and now a good transition through offense. Drew Bruna gets the points for two in front of the basket, shooting from the free throw line. And they're going to get a travel here against Valley Heights. Valley Heights now back down by 11. They have come so close, just 5 points in this quarter, but each time they get close, they just have not been able to get over the hump. And so many teams in the CDL tournament so far have just struggled to get over that hump in a fourth quarter. It's just so hard to overcome that two-possession deficit. Three-point shot over the top by Gracie Bruna is missed, and Gray will rebound. She's stuck on both feet, and she gets it across to a pass to Vermitten. Back to Gray. Left hand dribbling now. The left side wing with 1:35 to go. Valley Heights looking to lose now 7 straight against Hanover, but Vermitten gets the 2. It's now back to 9 points with 1:25 to go in this fourth quarter. Mustangs do have 2 fouls to give, but they'll have to give them pretty quick if they can't get this turnover. Judeman shooting fast, and that might just extend this to a possible victory. 11-point lead with 1 minute left to go. Smith fires from a couple feet from the low block inside the key. And she misses. The rebound underneath and then a foul right afterwards too. I think they got that foul against Valley Heights. So Juneman will have the throw in. Juneman with over 20 points on this game. Just absolutely incredible performance of also the 3 steals and 6 boards. Down the court she goes, firing to the near side. With it stuck is Leia Juneman. And she gets it out to Anna. Back to Leia. 11-point lead with 46 seconds left to go. Hanover looking to take that spot on Saturday to take on the Centralia Panthers. And that was what most people were predicting coming into this, so not too much surprise to see the Class 1 and Division 2 ranked number 1 team against the ranked number 2 team in Class 1A Division 1. There's 2 teams that, again, both are top ranked in their classifications. Both have not lost a game and are going to go in 10-0 into the CBL Tournament Championship. It is going to be one to tune into on Saturday. Holding on to the ball here. Judeman, Anna Judeman, crossing to her left hand. She dribbles, fires out to the left side, and Valley Heights, they're just not fouling here. And they will look to most likely lose by 11. 65-54, shot clock is at 7 seconds, so Hanover will have to take a shot here. And now Valley Heights will finally foul after allowing 30 seconds to rain off the board here. That will pretty much shut this away, and the Wildcats will now improve to 10-0 on the season. And the Valley Heights Mustangs will fall to 7-4. Mustangs having lost to all ranked teams this season, at least at one point ranked. For Nemaha Central, they lost to. They lost to Centralia, Dalton West, and now they will lose to a number one ranked team in the Hanover Wildcats. Anna Judeman from the line, 2 for 2. That's now a 13-point lead with 2 seconds to go. Undercutting a 3-point shot from Vermitten, and Chris Beichman gets the comeback from the second quarter, and And by the way, he was able to take this, the Hanover Wildcats were able to take the lead with 7:01 in that third quarter left to go. And since that point, the final 15:01 of this game have been controlled by the Wildcats. 67-54 is your final score. We'll be back in a couple minutes for our post-game show and our play of the game. Don't go nowhere and stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Build that machine, shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the final time on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 92.1 KMZA for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. Online out, BeOutdoors.com. Don't forget, this is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit the Farmers. Maplefarmers.com. I also would like to give a shout out to the rest of our TVL tournament broadcast sponsors. I didn't name off on this second game here, starting off with Cook & Company in Seneca, American Made Custom Cabinets and Doors, Winkler & Company in Frankfort, family owned and operated since 1926. Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Remember their upcoming filter sale? January 27th to February 5th. First National Bank in Frankfurt, providing complete banking services for over 104 years. SBS Insurance in Seneca. Service beyond the sale. Buna Implement, your local case, IH dealer, and B&D Buildings. And Axel, from concept to completion, we've got you covered. And we've got you covered as well for the next 2 days here on Friday and Saturday, as on Friday we'll have just one game at 7:30 with Axel and Centralia Boys taking on to try to get to that championship game. And then on that Saturday, of course, guaranteed, as we know right now, we will have the first place match at 4 o'clock p.m. between the Hanover Wildcats, a Class 1A Division 2 team, ranked number 1 at Glass, against the ranked number 2 Class 1A Division 1 team, the Centralia Panthers. Again, that game on Saturday at 4 o'clock, that will begin. And the third place match will be Donovan West Mustangs against the Valley Heights Mustangs at 2:30 p.m. Both games being there played in the primary gym, but we don't know the boys' matchup yet. So, again, we'll have that one covered, guaranteeingly, assuming either at, well, whether Axe or Centralia move on, we will have that coverage there on 92.1 KMZ. Again, this is our post-game show, so let's get on with this one. The Hanover Wildcats and Valley Heights Mustangs. Again, this game ended just 67-54 at halftime. Valley Heights had the lead 54-32, but they lost that lead just 59 seconds into the second half. And since that point, for the next 15 minutes or 1 second of game time, the Hanover Wildcats, they had total control of the board, as there was only one lead change in this game, and that one lead change was for the Hanover Wildcats. They overcame a 10-point deficit in the second quarter, made a good comeback, drawn it within two, and then they were able to just get over the Valley Heights Mustangs for the rest of that third quarter. And a big-time comparison I usually like to do is I think, pretty funny, is you know, you got four quarters of the game. You got your first quarter, your second, your third, your fourth, or so, you know. But it's really about the middle quarters that really a lot of teams find that spark in. And it was for the Hanover Wildcats as they outscored the Mustangs 21-19 that second quarter. They outscored them that third quarter 19-6, and then those two quarters combined 40-25. So what I like to call it is the meat and cheese. That is the middle. That is the burger part of your game, and that's what really matters a lot of the times. And Hanover Wildcats, well, they got the burger with it as they win 67-54. Some final tallies from some players: Anna Juneman, 27 points on the game, 6 rebounds, 3 steals. Drew Bruna with 10 points on the game, 3 rebounds. Trinity Schlebach, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Kennedy Cowers, 3-point shot. That in the fourth quarter. Allie Scheel, she had a total of 7 points on the game. Nora Hyman, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Elijah Dreamin, 5 points here, 3-point shot in the third quarter. Gracie Brunette with finishing on the game, 3 points and 4 rebounds. And then for the Valley Heights Mustangs, their leading scorer from Ava Smith with 14 points, 5 rebounds. Mia Vermitten had 12 points and 6 boards on the game. Anna Turber, 3 points from that 3-point shot in the first quarter. Did not get anything else in that game, though. Tessa Miller, 6 points total, 2 for, I believe, 4 from the 3-point line. And then Josie Parker as well, 5 points. Paige Miller, she had 8 points. She went 6 from 6 from the free throw line. Valley Heights Mustangs, they hit a total of 8 free throw shots. Hanover Wildcats, they made 14 with their last 9 straight in a row. Also, they out both teams rebounded equally at 24-24. Both teams hit 5 threes each, and both teams had just a knock under 20 turnovers for both sides. But a big stat I'd like to bring up here is that Hanover had only 3 steals out of the first half. The Valley Heights Mustangs had 9, but in the second half, Hanover out-stealing them 6-3. So, like the thief of the night coming in, taking away some steals, big-time movement there for the Hanover Wildcats, being able to take up the top of the lead. Again, the Hanover Wildcats and the Centralia Panthers will play at 4 o'clock p.m. For the girls' championship game. Both Hanover and Centralia 10-0 on the season and 4-0 in league play. We will see who comes out on top in that game. And for, of course, the third place matchup between the Valley Heights Mustangs against the Donovan West Mustangs. All coverage here provided by the MC Sports Radio Network and 92.1 KMZA. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to today against Centralia. They took their victory against Donovan West, 62-34. And here are the Wildcats. They won 67-44. This has been Crittenden Prophet with the MSU Sports Radio Network and 92.1 KMZ. From Kirk Kilman back in studio and from Crittenden Prophet right here where I stand. Hope everyone has a good rest of your night. This has been MSU Sports Radio Network.